Thanks for tuning in to Keeping It Magical, Episode 5. We're glad you could join us today. Today we have a review of three restaurants in Walt Disney World, one in Magic Kingdom, one in Epcot, and one in Disney's Hollywood Studios. So warm up your palate and join us for some food talk. For The Magic and Me, I'm Gary Waddell, and extra glad that you could join me today. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Magic and Me, or visit our website at themagicandme.com. What's coming up in this episode? Reviews of three of my favorite restaurants in Epcot, Beer Garden, and Magic Kingdom, the Crystal Palace, and in Hollywood Studios, the 50s Primetime Cafe. Three very different dining experiences, but certainly some of my favorites. So let's jump right in, and we're going to start in Epcot, one of my favorite restaurants in Walt Disney World, which is Beer Garden. You'll find it in Epcot's Germany Pavilion, kind of nestled in the back of the pavilion. Can be a little tricky to find, but you'll see a check-in desk back there. And past that, you'll find yourself transported to a Bavarian town square. It's really kind of great theming with the windows up to the side of you and the band playing for you. Just a word of warning, to mimic that feel of a town square, you are seated at communal tables. So if your party is smaller than 8, you'll likely be seated with others. So go in with that expectation and enjoy getting to know some other folks in your Bavarian town square. Entertainment is really kind of fun here. You're going to be serenaded by all kinds of instruments throughout your meal, from handbells, cowbells, to giant alpine horns. There's an oompa band that's a lot of fun, and even a dance floor in front of the stage, so you can kick up your heels a little bit. You'll enjoy the bell ringers. It's just a fun show while you have your dinner. And it's more kind of a musical show, so it's not something you're really having to pay great attention to every minute or lose a plot line. It's just kind of fun entertainment during your meal. So the food at Beer Garden, we're being treated to a German buffet, and there's a lot of really good food there. Of course, if you're interested in having a beer, that's certainly the place to do it, because you are in Germany in Oktoberfest tradition. The food is pretty good. Go in with a kind of an open mind, unless you're really up on German food, and try some new tastes to tease your palate. There are salads, there's cold fare, including a sausage salad. I'm not commenting on that. I'm vegetarian, so you'll have to try that one on your own, but it was there's some good bread, pizza rolls, you'll find things such as roasted potatoes, German sausage with sauerkraut, some really good food. Carving stations for you meat eaters out there with multiple sauces. Cabbage, a lot of traditional German fare, and some really interesting approaches as well. So I think you'll enjoy the food. Some pretty amazing desserts, including apple strudel, that you won't want to miss. So my rating on Beer Garden is 3 thumbs up. Fun atmosphere, well done, tasty food, beers if you're so inclined, and just go in being aware of the communal dining aspect and be willing, go in with a willingness to try some new foods. It really is a must do when you're in Epcot. All right, so let's travel on over to Disney's Hollywood Studios for the 50s Primetime Cafe. What a fun experience this one is. Go in with a sense of humor and an appetite. So the theming here is Mom's Kitchen around 1955. There are TVs throughout the restaurant broadcasting black and white sitcoms from Father Knows Best, Mickey Mouse Club. You'll just get a kick out of the theming here. It really is 50s done well and in a fun way. So everybody is family here. And I'm just giving you fair warning to eat your vegetables. It's all good fun, but go in certainly understanding that the whole meal is kind of a show, and you're likely part of it as well. The menu is really in keeping with the 50s theme. Meatloaf, fried chicken, pot roast, chicken pot pie. There's a vegetarian pasta for those vegetarians like myself. milkshakes. That's the type of food you're going to find here. It's passable food. It's good. Nothing to write home about, but the real reason to go here is the experience. Be warned that the waitresses and the whole crew are really part of that show, and you probably are going to be as well. So fair warning to finish those vegetables. My rating, the food, classic and passable, 2 thumbs up. The experience earns that 3rd thumb up, and is truly a meal that you're going to laugh about and remember for a long time when you get home and eat those veggies. All right, let's move over to the Magic Kingdom, and we're going to talk about the Crystal Palace here in the Magic Kingdom. It's one of my favorite venues there. The physical space is light and airy. It's in a perfect place just beside the castle at the end of Main Street. Couldn't really be in a better spot. The character dining experience at Crystal Palace features Winnie the Pooh, Tigger, Eeyore, and Piglet. So Winnie the Pooh and friends. So if you're a fan of those and really who isn't, then you're going to get a kick out of this meal. The buffet, we're also talking again about a buffet here at Crystal Palace. Breakfast is seasonal fresh fruit, pastries, cereals, egg and omelet station, potatoes, comfort foods, that sort of thing. Lunch and dinner, you're going to find also soups, spit roasted carved meats, breads, fish, vegetables, pastas, that sort of thing. It's pretty good food. Again, nothing to write home about particularly, but it's a nice buffet with a lot of options, and of course the character dining experience makes it pretty special. So our review of Crystal Palace, or our rating, is 3 thumbs up for a nice meal. No particular theming experience like the other restaurants we've just talked about, but it's a good place to eat in a light, airy location with a Victorian feel, with some favorite characters along for the ride. So to recap, at Epcot, a must-try is Beer Garden. Just be ready for the communal tables and go with a willingness to try some new delicious tastes and enjoy the show. At Disney Hollywood Studios, the 50s Primetime Cafe is a fun experience that you will long remember. It's passable food, but you're not really going for that, and eat those vegetables. At Magic Kingdom and Crystal Palace, a nice buffet, fun character dining experience with Pooh and friends, and couldn't be in a better location. So those are our dining reviews for this episode. Today's mouse tip, pick your dining experiences early. Reservations fill up, particularly when free dining packages are being offered, and you want to minimize your waits even if you can get in. Book when you can 180 days out, and don't forget to cancel 24 hours ahead of time, as Disney's cancellation policy involves a charge for no-shows. Dining is really a part of the experience at Walt Disney World, and many are just part of the show. Decide which experiences you want, and fill in the other meals with quick service meals and snacks. You won't go hungry. And often you can situate one of these meals kind of at a late breakfast, early lunch time, or a late lunch, early dinner time, and kind of knock out a couple of meals with one, because there's plenty of food to go around. For more mouse tips, mouse facts, and Disney news, follow us on Twitter at TheMagicAndMe or visit our website at TheMagicAndMe.com. If you enjoyed this episode and would like to hear more, please kindly rate us 5 stars on iTunes. The ratings really help us out. And also let us know what topics you'd like to hear us cover through Twitter or through our website in coming episodes. Join us soon for upcoming episodes with some fan interviews and trip reports. Lots of good work coming ahead. So that's all for today. I hope you enjoyed the reviews of some of our favorite restaurants, and we'll try them out if you haven't been there already. Until next time, I hope that all of your memories are magical ones and your dreams are just around the next corner. Till then, this is Gary Waddell for The Magic and Me.